Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into the fascinating and complex history of ancient Israel. In this episode, we're going to explore the reign of Jeroboam, the first king of a divided Israel. Jeroboam's story is filled with pivotal moments and decisions that had profound effects on his people and their relationship with God. Today's Bible verses are from 1 Kings chapter 14, verses 14 to 15. The Lord will raise up for himself a king over Israel who will cut off the house of Jeroboam today at this very moment. The Lord will strike Israel like a reed tossed about in the water and will pluck out Israel from this good land which he gave their ancestors and will scatter them beyond the river because they made Asherahs for themselves, provoking the Lord. 1 Kings 14, 14, 15. That's 1 Kings chapter 14, verses 14 to 15.
Jeroboam's reign began with a significant and unfortunate shift in the religious practices of Israel. His introduction of idol worship was a stark departure from the worship of the one true God. Taking control of the northern kingdom, Jeroboam faced a dilemma: how to keep his subjects from going to Jerusalem to worship, which was in the southern kingdom under Rehoboam's rule. His solution was both ambitious and deeply misguided. Jeroboam decided to create two golden calves, placing one in Bethel and the other in Dan. He declared these idols as the gods who brought the people out of Egypt, thereby redirecting their worship away from the Lord. This move was not merely a political strategy to solidify his control, but a theological travesty that set a dangerous precedent. By choosing to replace the worship of God with idol worship, he led the people astray in a profound manner. This act of creating golden calves was reminiscent of the earlier sin of the Israelites in the wilderness when they crafted a similar idol under Aaron's leadership. Just as it angered God then, it provoked his wrath once more. Jeroboam's decision to institutionalize idolatry marked a clear disobedience against God's commandment to worship no other gods. This departure from faithfulness had severe and long-lasting implications for Israel. Jeroboam's reign, therefore, signaled a troubling new direction for the Israelites, one that would lead them into deeper spiritual peril. The decision to turn to idols instead of God opened the floodgates for subsequent kings to follow in his footsteps, perpetuating a cycle of sin and divine judgment. This era serves as a sobering reminder of the consequences that arise when leaders, and by extension their followers, turn from the path of righteousness. Jeroboam's actions had profound and long-lasting effects on the nation of Israel. His decision to introduce idol worship through the creation of two golden calves set a dangerous and detrimental precedent. This departure from the worship of the one true God marked a significant shift in the spiritual direction of Israel. The practice of idol worship didn't end with Jeroboam. Unfortunately, it continued with the kings who followed him. Each subsequent ruler seemed to inherit and perpetuate this destructive practice, steering the nation further and further from God's favor. This pattern of idolatry became a defining characteristic of the northern kingdom, leading the people away from their covenant with God. The consequences of these actions were severe and inevitable. The scripture says, "The Lord will raise up for himself a king over Israel, who will cut off the house of Jeroboam today at this very moment. The Lord will strike Israel like a reed tossed about in the water, and will pluck out Israel from this good land which he gave their ancestors, and will scatter them beyond the river, because they made Asherahs for themselves, provoking the Lord." This divine judgment highlighted the seriousness of their disobedience and the extent of the consequences they faced. Israel, once a united and strong nation under God's protection, found itself fractured and vulnerable. The ongoing idol worship eroded their spiritual foundation, drawing God's reproach and ultimately leading to their downfall. The Northern Kingdom's history is a somber reminder of the cost of turning away from God and embracing false idols. The story of Jeroboam and the subsequent kings serves as a powerful lesson about the importance of faithfulness and obedience to God's commandments. As we reflect on these events, it's clear that abandoning God's path brings about not only personal but national consequences. Now let's take a moment to turn the lens inward and reflect on our own lives. The story of Jeroboam is not just a historical account, but also a mirror that can help us examine our present-day struggles and choices. Jeroboam introduced idol worship in Israel, and it's easy to dismiss this as an ancient issue, far removed from our sophisticated modern world. However, we too may unknowingly worship idols, those distractions and pursuits that divert our focus from God. Think about it for a moment. In today's world, what are the golden calves that capture our attention? Is it the pursuit of wealth, the endless chase for career success, or perhaps the lure of social media validation? These modern idols can easily become the center of our lives if we aren't careful, much like the golden calves did for the Israelites. When we pour our time and energy into these distractions, we run the risk of severing our connection with God, just as Jeroboam's choices distanced Israel from divine favor. It's crucial for us to question where our devotion lies. Are we truly living according to God's will, or are we falling into the same trap that ensnared Jeroboam? It's not just about avoiding outright idol worship. It's about being mindful of anything that takes precedence over our relationship with God. Let's remember, life is filled with endless activities and responsibilities. But in the rush and noise, have you taken time lately to quiet your heart and listen for God's voice? Realigning our focus towards Him is essential. We must ask God for the strength and wisdom to place Him at the forefront of our lives, just as we are warned in Romans 12. 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So let's take a few moments to reflect on where we might be placing our trust and our priorities. Are they in God or in something transient and finite? Jeroboam's story teaches us that deviating from God's path leads only to turmoil and judgment. Therefore, it is never too late to turn back, to ask for His guidance, and to realign our lives with His will. As we navigate through the myriad of worldly distractions, let's consciously decide to place our devotion where it truly belongs. When we choose God and live in accordance with His teachings, we find a source of true joy and fulfillment that far surpasses any earthly pursuit. Remember, it is our faithfulness to God that ultimately brings peace and purpose. In conclusion, let's be vigilant and discerning. May we strive to keep our hearts and minds aligned with God's Word, resisting the pull of modern-day idols and ensuring that our devotion remains where it genuinely belongs. Jeroboam's errors prompt us to reflect on our priorities. In today's world, it's easy to become distracted by various idols, whether they are material possessions, career ambitions, or other pursuits that can take precedence over our relationship with God. Jeroboam's story challenges us to regularly evaluate where our true devotion lies. Are we dedicating our time and energy to things that ultimately have no lasting value, or are we investing in our spiritual growth and commitment to God? By remaining faithful and vigilant, we can avoid the pitfalls that led to Israel's falling out of favor with God. Jeroboam's story is a call to action for each of us, inviting us to stay rooted in our faith and ensure that our devotion remains firmly anchored in God's will. So as we navigate our own lives, let's take these lessons to heart and strive to keep God at the center, guiding our every step.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You, acknowledging the lessons from Jeroboam's story. Help us to recognize and avoid the modern-day idols that distract us from Your will. Guide us to keep You at the center of our lives, so we may not fall into the traps of worldly pursuits. Strengthen our faithfulness and let our devotion be firmly anchored in Your Word. May we seek to align our hearts and minds with Your divine purpose, resisting anything that takes precedence over our relationship with You. Lead us in Your truth, Lord, and help us to remain steadfast in our commitment to You. Amen. Friends, thank you for our time together. May blessings abound in your life. Take care, and until next time, stay blessed.